Tonight, under the subtopic of our general topic, I'll be talking about the rising glory in you. There's a rising glory in you. As Acts 16 and verse 1, he said, arise. He said, arise. But what happened? For the glory of God has come to you. Arise. He said, so darkness may cover the earth. Verse 2. And everywhere there grows darkness. He said, but for you, the glory of God has risen over you. When glory comes, shame disappears. There are things we hide. We can't tell others. We can't tell some friends. We can't tell some associates. We can't tell some people. If no matter how close they are, they are our friends. But because this is part of us and it's very shameful, we will not be able to tell them. Can I tell you? When the glory of God arises in your life, all those things fly away. And tonight, whatever had tied you to obscurity, tonight, God Almighty, who is the author of this glory, will give you victory over them. If you believe, you say amen. If you believe, you say amen. There's a rising for you. Say, there's a rising for you. So the glory of God, this glory we are talking about, does not just rise from one level to the other on generations alone. It also rises on individuals. That's why you can come from a very humble beginning or a humble background. Your father is poor. Your mother is poor. They are living from hand to mouth. But you can be a billionaire even though they gave birth to you. Because you can secure your own glory as an individual outside of them. Not every rich man and rich woman today inherit money from their fathers or from their parents. There's glory that rises from level to level, which we call the greater glory. It does not just spread on generations, certain generations of people who are fortunate or who have amassed fortunes. There are also people also who come from the poor of the poor. When the poor are talking, and a man go among them and talk, and the poor tell him, you poor man. You know what it means? When the poor call another man what? Poor. In other words, the one they call poor, the one the poor man call poor again, his own is worse. But can I tell you, that man who they say his own is worse, a billionaire can arise from him. A global reference person can arise from that family. That is a rising glory. You were enjoying it.
Amen.
I say you were enjoying it.
Amen.
I say it will soon be the talk of the town for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You will rise in Jesus' precious name. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Proverbs 4 verse 18. You can rise. So your tomorrow will not be worse than today, but your tomorrows shall be better than your today. That is a rising glory. Where you are moving ahead and you are having story at a positive. That's why I'll say to my life with people who tell stories of woe. How they will slap them yesterday night when they were sleeping and their mouth swell up. How they were going and sit and block their motto. Your motto is not the only one on the road. Kekena Pepe enter is not the only one on the road. Yesterday as we were going, there was a terrible hold up here. We spent more than 1 hour from here to, what do you call it? Agua. And Kekena Pepe tumble. Am I correct? And a woman fell down. They couldn't stand up. We said, look at it. All that Kekena Pepe are passing, they did fall. Can I tell you, church, that you are not closer to evil than you are closer to good. Hear me again. You are not closer to evil than you are closer to what? To good. You are more closer to good than you are closer to evil. Evil is far, but you are very near and closer to good. Therefore, always look out for what you are closer to that is good. You say, I will cause my goodness to pass before you, not my evil. Those who want to partake in this glory, in this rising glory that changes from level to level, greater level to another greater level, are men who have patterned their belief and their heart that they are closer to good than what? Some people, some Christians go out in the morning, they say, I don't know what the devil will do to me today. What is self-inflicted pain? You need to tell yourself, I don't know what God has for me today. Glory be to God. I know you have something good for me. Why don't you think that line? Why are you asking yourself, I don't know what the devil will do to me today? That's why when you sleep in the night, you will leave your light on. Even when there's no light, the public light is gone. You look for one candle or on your torch light. Because you think they will fear torch light. He can't touch you because there are angels around you. He said, I will not leave you. Not do what? Not forsake you. God is with you 24/7. Take your rest. Take your rest. And give yourself peace of mind. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So, there should be a rising of someone here tonight from one level of glory to another level of glory. If you are the one, shout hallelujah. Are you sure you are the one? Can God hear you shout hallelujah again? Glory be to God. Commitment to this rising and glory is the sure way to attain it. Commitment to your life. Commitment to it. It is the surest way to attain it. You want to attain a generational glory, you must be committed to it. It's not passive. You can't do things anyhow. You can't talk anyhow. You can't live anyhow. You will never taste that glory. Some of our fathers could not submit themselves to discipline, to correction, to obedience of God's word. That's why they are where they are today. But we are wiser. We have seen the light. We have embraced the light. Glory be to God. You must be committed. Let's look at our fathers, our father, like our father Abraham, father Isaac, father Jacob, father Joseph, father David, and our Lord Jesus Christ. These men were committed through faith and obedience to that rising glory. And throughout their lifetime, they enjoyed this massive glory from God. They ruled their generations. What commitment are you putting into life through faith and obedience? You can't believe God for something, for your blessings, for your desires. You can't have it. And that's why I say you must never live as a spiritual orphan, behaving as if you have no father in heaven. Everything depends on you. Everything depends on man. Sir, man, look unto God. Hebrews 12. Say, looking unto Jesus, the what? The author and the finisher. These men continually look unto God. They had a deep commitment. They didn't go to serve idols. They were not divided. Their mind was not divided. They had a focus. They went for it and they enjoyed the glory. You can't be committed to this rising glory through faith and obedience to God's word and don't enjoy the glory. Glory be to God. Quickly, let's look at what to do. What to do to rise in glory. What do I do to rise in glory? Number one, never stop pressing for the next glory. Never. Philippians 3 and verse 14. See, I press toward the mark. I keep pressing. Luke 16 verse 16. In the gospel was preached, or the prophet was the prophet. The Bible says, everyone that had it, they keep pressing the prayer to enter the kingdom. You must never relax. Last year, you were able to pay for one room apartment. Today, you are in two bedroom. And then you scatter your leg and your hand and say, what? I've arrived. You are able to build one flat, two flats. You are living in it. And to you, the end, the world has come to an end. No more pressing. You should ask yourself, when you had nothing, how were you able to build this house? How will you build the next one? This Kudende Church, the Hope Tabernacle, is not our end. Are you hearing me? Very soon you will not see us here again. We will leave this place for you people. We are not going to die. Are you hearing me? We will build another one that is about 3 and 4 of this in another state, in another city. We are looking towards it. This is not the end. Any achievement God has given you, please celebrate it. But don't stop pressing for greater things. You have one shop. The shop was almost half empty before. Now that the shop is full, and you say, that's the end. Father, thank you. I think last year it was half. Yes, thank God. But can I tell you, you can open the second shop. You can diversify. You want to see this rising glory. The rising glory just means greater glory. That's all. That's another word for greater glory. You want to enjoy this greater glory. They want to experience this rising and glory. You must never stop pressing. Press! Press! Give me Luke 16, 16. Keep pressing. And he said unto them, is that Luke? Good. The law and the prophet were unto John the Baptist. Since that time, the kingdom of God is what? Is preached. What happened? Every man, not some people. These people want to see the glory. They want to rise from where they are to the next level of glory in their life. What are they doing? They were pressing. They press into it. If you cannot press, you can't pass. You see students, when there's no light, they go and look for candle. Some use torch light. Some use any kind of thing. You just believe that they study because they want to pass. They are pressing. They can say, maybe there's no light. Good night. God so understand. And when lecturer comes to the class tomorrow, he didn't understand. He said 1 + 2. He said it's 8. They are pressing. They are pressing. Sometimes their eyes are itching. They've got, we have been there before too. Now there's a torchlight. Nowadays there was no torchlight. There was torchlight, but who can afford battery? No chargeable. So it must be lantern or candle. And the smoke of the candle, when you wake up and do like this, all your hand will what? Will be black smoke. You have to, eyes are red and swollen. Why? We want to pass. What were they doing? They were pressing. We are pressing. Today, this is the result. Some could not press. They left school. Some hide under God called me as a student. They didn't finish their school. We beg them, if God called you, don't wait, just wait. Just finish this school. They say, no, we can't wait. Just will come 1987. Mommy, remember? Somebody printed the calendar. Just will come 1987. I've been 97? No, is it 97? I'll be 87. At least it'll be 87. Not 97 or 87. Calendar. And deceive many people. And many say, Jesus is coming. He printed that calendar around 3 years before that time. It's coming. Either 87 or 97, I can't remember, but 7 is there. 1997. Mommy, remember. 1997. And so many people abandoned their glory. They went to living faith they went to deeper life to become pastors with secondary school certificates. Remember the year that deeper life sank all of them. Some are put in 30 years. They dismiss them. That if you're not a graduate, you can't be a pastor again in deeper life. Quote me anywhere. It happened in this country. I don't blame Baba. Baba was a mathematician. Baba was a first-class student. How can you be carrying dropouts to secondary school to surround your life? You see any pastor here when you go to school? Huh? Some has more than first degree. I'm thinking that some of them will become, will have PhD. But that when we call them doctors, not be doctor of medicine. They'll be doctor of what? Of book. I'm throwing a challenge to you, all of you pastors. Go back to school. Go and do your PhD. You have done master, go and do PhD. There's pride in that thing. What do I call it? There's pride in it. And I'm challenging all of you here who are graduates. Some of you have done masters. Go and do your PhD. Go to MBA here. Go to Castle. You don't have to travel. Say, I want to travel. Don't go to anywhere. Do it in Kaduna here. You don't have address. Come and meet me. I'll give you address. I'm not promising you anything more than address. Glory to God. My engineer, I have thrown you a challenge. The next 3 years, you must give me your master's degree and then we'll go for your PhD. I have PhD in mechanical engineering. When you talk, people know that you are talking. When they ask you, what is something mechanical, I've forgotten now. This thing, this pressure. What do you call it? There's this pressure. When there's a pipe that carries it. Okay. I know more than you, sir. Experience. Glory be to God. Keep doing what? Keep pressing. Don't stop. Where the glory you have seen today, there's something better for you. So don't relax. Keep pressing. If you want to rise in glory, you want to see greater glory, you must keep pressing. I can have secondary school and just go and relax. Marry, produce children, and you never all will tell your children tomorrow. If you now ask them, you must go to school, you must do PhD, you must do master's, you must go to university. Say, Baba, what do you get? Papa, what is your what? Well, you can say, I drop a SS3, GS3, sorry. That's the junior secondary school. Sir, keep pressing. Nobody here is too old to go to school. Are you hearing me? Nobody, including myself. Nobody is too old. You can always advance by pressing. Keep pressing. Tell your neighbor, keep pressing. You want to rise in glory? Keep pressing. Number two, don't over-celebrate the present glory and then go to sleep. Any level of glory God has given you, don't over-celebrate it. In the book of John 6 and verse 15. John 6 verse 15. Before that verse 15, Jesus had done some wonderful miracles. Opened blind eyes. A man that was born blind has been opened. And this has been done so many things. The people came. Look at what the people came, they want to do. They were over-celebrating Jesus. But look at the way he responded to them. When Jesus therefore perceived that they will come and take him by force to make him a what? A king. Only a king can do all this thing that we are doing. Come and be our king. What did he do? He ran away. He said, no, this is nothing. You are over celebrating it. We give God the glory. What God has done. But there's no... Once you over celebrate, you will not have desire to move forward. Keep talking about it. Keep giving thanks to God. But can I tell you? Go back to verse 1. I mean, number 1 of our discussion. Press. Number 3. Don't stop growing in the Lord. Those who stop growing in the Lord, they stay in shame and darkness. You can't go for the rising and glory without investment on your spiritual life. Investment in the word, investment in prayer, investment in fasting, investment in soul winning. If you don't grow in this, you can't grow in life. You can't enjoy the glory. The glory rise. Your glory rise to another level, higher level, from where you are now to the next level when you desire to grow in the Lord, when you desire to grow, when you are doing things that promote your spiritual growth and your spiritual well-being. When your spirit is loaded with life, you are bound to see the glory of God. And when the spirit is also dead, you are in for trouble. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Genesis 26 and verse 13 is about our father Isaac. Bible says, and he grew and became great. And the man was great and went forward. And grew until he became what? If you don't grow, you can't become great. No great man, no great woman without growth. But this growth must be rooted in God. You must be rooted in God. I know you want to grow your business. You want to grow your marriage. And I tell you, grow also yourself in your spirit. Let your spirit grow. And the last one before I leave this place. Because lack of growth will bring you groaning. Many are groaning because they don't have growth. Number four, you must stay more with God in praise. Stay more with God in what? In praise. You want to rise in glory. You want to enjoy this next level of glory. Stay with God in praise. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Stop looking at what is not available. Look at what is available. What they have done for you. I know you have a need now. Don't keep talking about what you had done yesterday. People misbehave to their helpers, to their friends, to their family members because they didn't help them today. Or they ask for today, they say, no, I don't have. Or I'm not giving you. They misbehave and behave. Some even insult. Some keep malice. They forgot that this same person was a vessel that wiped away my tear yesterday. And people treat God like this. They sing and dance backward. And that's forward because there's a blessing that is hot in their hand. When what they are looking for is not there, they turn their back against God. They woke up in the morning, they say, they pray. You want to pray yesterday, you don't answer me. No. You want to see the next level of glory. You want to always rise to the next level of your glory. Please stay with God in praise. More money will kill you. Will kill their glory. Complaining will kill their glory. And when you are also not grateful, when you are not grateful, you quickly forget yesterday, the help of yesterday, you can't get more. God wants your attitude to determine his action for you. So are also wise men and wise women. Sometimes they withdraw help to see how you react. Just to know who you are and what you are. Because if you are already licking finger every day, nobody will know you. That's why God created dry season and what? And wet season. He allowed you some time as a child to pass through difficulties in order to know you. Who is this woman? He's singing every day. When rain falls every day, he's singing. Let me close the heaven. Let there be no rain. Let there be no supply. We see this thing again. That's why God can't trust many with his glory. Can you please rise up?